it's time. It is that time. Time for Styles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Styles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. On a Thursday, Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. as always. Thanks, Nate.
That's fast.
This is a very classic
This
version.
Is like a preschool version.
Yeah.
It was this or Minions singing Happy Birthday.
Those were the only two?
Yeah, I feel like there was more.
Thank you, Nate. Wow. I appreciate it. You know, it is.
Oh, there's more.
Oh. Okay. Uh-huh.
This is our new intro song.
Yeah. It's somebody's birthday every day.
That's right.
Uh-huh. A couple years ago, I went to Reno for my birthday because it always falls in between, or it falls within March Madness. Great time.
Ooh, that would be solid,
it was a
actually.
Lot
yeah.
of fun.
Have all the TVs up.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the biggest problem with today is, like, you kind of have to pick one or two and flip around. But if you can have all, what is it, like six at once, that's how you know you're living right.
It was a great time, and it was a great time in the 666. Last night with the Kings, who finally, it feels like it's the first time. I don't know that it's the first time, but it finally was a situation where the Kings did simply what they were supposed to do.
Mm, what a concept.
Beat the brakes off a team that they were clearly better than, even if they had their guys.
Yeah.
They're missing four starters, and they played as if the team was missing four starters, winning 123-89. Mm. I don't even know if the starters even play in the fourth, maybe barely.
So.
And you had De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis not even play 30 minutes. Okay, you still have to play against the Wizards tonight. But very simply put, shows like today, there's not much to break down because they just took care of business.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we can go down the list and talk about how everybody contributed, but, you know, yeah, for the most part, the Kings took care of business and you know, really, really, it was as close to a coast-to-coast win as you can get. There was a brief, I think, like minute, maybe minute and a half long period in which the Raptors were up one. Kings didn't stress at all. Mm-hmm. You had a huge Malik Monk dunk during the game.
Yep, he still finds a way.
Still finds a way to get on the highlight reel, even in limited minutes. You had Keon Ellis doing exactly what he's done this entire stretch here. You had De'Aaron Fox have, I don't know if you'd call it a bounce back game, but just a game in which it felt like, hey man, you were the best player on the floor. It shouldn't be hard for you tonight. He had 20. Sabonis did his thizzle. Triple double, no problem. It was really, you know, that's mission accomplished right there. That is taking care of business. And, you know, tonight you have another opportunity, or not even tonight, today, in what are we at, 8 hours here, 6 hours here, take care of business and just do exactly what you did yesterday, and we'll just keep on moving. And then it's a real test in Orlando.
Sabonis, and we'll get to prop talk, obviously, later in the show. Sabonis, a triple-double in under 30 minutes.
Crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Nuts.
And I don't want to jinx it because I'm not going to say we're responsible, Chris, because there's no broadcast jinx if the game isn't going on, but we did talk about Keegan and his streak, and then that night, Keegan missed a free throw.
Right, the free throw streak.
So,
right.
And there's no real streak with Sabonis. He's just been shooting really well from the line. So we're not going to talk about how well he's been shooting from the line. But if we were going to talk about how well he's shooting from the line, he is shooting well from the line. 5 for 6 last night. And again, doing his thing in under 30 minutes. Everybody contributed. Harrison Barnes, 16 points.
Nice.
Keegan Murray, 10 points. We will get to Keegan because there is a donut that he put up.
Yeah.
And hopefully he finds a donut hole and he fills the donut situation in tonight's game against the Wizards. De'Aaron Fox, 20 points in 28 minutes, 3 for 7 from three-point range. And Keon Ellis, Ellis Island, 6 points, 2 for 5 from three-point range, 2 for 6 in total. 4 steals. How is he putting up steal numbers like players put up assist numbers? It's insane.
Because he's that good, man. Because he's
insane.
Really that good. It's nuts.
It is insane.
Him in all different ways.
We have numbers breaking down all things Keon, but let's Get the Frank's Fats.
Yes, let's do it. Frankie Cardicelli wrote another wonderful recap on SacktownSports.com. You can check him out after every single game over there at SacktownSports.com. Here are some Frankie Cardicelli facts. The Kings secured 40 wins in back-to-back seasons for the first time since 2005-2006. Do you hear that, everybody out there who says, get Mike Brown out of town? Mm-hmm. The Kings secure 40 victories in back-to-back seasons for the first time since George Bush was in office. So wow. It has been a very, very long time since this season. Not only has it had one season of success, but has then parlayed that into another season of being just as successful. This is, again, one of those situations where we can kind of get lost in the day-to-day of the mm-hmm. season, but pulling back a bit and seeing that, hey, man, these guys really are building towards something. This is legitimate. This year was about establishing the foundation or making sure that your foundation was as solid as what it appeared to be last year. I think we can confidently say this Kings team, if you have De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis as your two best players, you're going to be a 40-win team, which is not something that this franchise has been able
Western
to say.
In this Western Conference.
And, you know, you obviously can't play the game of what if you were in the East. Mm-hmm. But, again, this is in about as tough as a conference as we've seen in NBA history. And, for the Kings to be competing at the level they are, I think is a major, major plus. Another Frankie fact here, Toronto's 89-point outing was the least amount of points that the Sacramento Kings have allowed in a game this season, surpassing the 92 points that they allowed to the Memphis Grizzlies. That was on New Year's Eve, if we remember. That was what we had previously said was the best performance of the Kings all season long. De'Aaron Fox extended his steal streak, something nobody's talking about, to 14 consecutive games, the longest active steal streak in the NBA. So definitely something to monitor as, you know, Keon's racking up four or five steals.
Right.
De'Aaron's just making sure, hey, every night I'm putting that pressure on too. Sacramento scored 33 points off of Toronto's 22 turnovers. That's exactly what you're supposed to do against a bad team. If you're going to give up the ball 22 times, you have to make them pay. And the Kings definitely did that. The Kings held their opponents to 112 points or less in their fifth straight game last night. That is a sign that this team has turned a corner defensively. Those are games against the Bucks, the Lakers. We got that Knicks game in there. And, of course, you have last night as well. Only three players in NBA history have racked up 63-plus double-doubles and 23-plus triple-doubles in the same season. Oscar Robertson did it twice in 61-62 and then again in 63-64. Wilt Chamberlain did it in 67-68. And the third person in NBA history to have 63 double-doubles and 23 triple-doubles at least in a season, Domantas Sabonis last night. So joining an incredibly... I don't even know what word to use for them. Legendary group there of Oscar Robertson and Wilt for most double doubles and triple doubles in a season. And last nugget here, five players last night finished in double figures for Sacramento, including, as you just mentioned, Harrison Barnes, who has had 10 plus points in five straight contests, which is pretty much exactly what we have asked of Harrison Barnes to be all season long. Look, we know that this guy, you know, he can be a bit inconsistent, and that's kind of part of his game. But we're just asking, I think a big thing that people have asked for is just some consistency. Just no one's asking for the world. No one's saying be a 20-plus point per game scorer every night, but just be there. Be consistent. Get 10, get 12, get 15 points on a given night, and the Kings should have enough talent to kind of fill out the edges. Harrison Barnes, five straight games of 10-plus. You love to see it at this point in the season, and you love to see those defensive numbers too.
And those were Frank's facts.
That's right.
And they are some great facts there. The one that sticks out to me the most, besides the De'Aaron Steele one that kind of snuck up on me, but Domantas Sabonis, said what you said a couple days ago about if Anthony Davis was doing this, the type of coverage that he'd be getting. We can't live in that reality. It's just going to make us upset. But it is ridiculous what Domantas Sabonis is doing. And it's just become ho-hum. Every time he does it, we just know that it's happening. I think we're appreciating it, but I think it's impossible to fully appreciate it until the season's over.
Exactly.
Right? And you see other seasons and you see the how everything is laid out once this season is done. But we're doing our best to enjoy it and appreciate it as it's happening. You also could enjoy and appreciate Hannibal Burris with your chance to win tickets thanks to Live Nation, who has teamed up with Sactown Sports for your chance to see him at the historic Crest Theater in downtown Sacramento tomorrow. So if you don't have any plans tomorrow, you could have some, all right, and see Hannibal Burris. That's 916-339-1140. That's at 12 p.m. So 12 p.m., you will have an opportunity to win tickets to see comedian Hannibal Burris. And when we return, is the Kings defense here to stay, or are they just on a hot streak? Can you have a hot streak on defense? We'll talk about it. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Sactown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
No, this isn't a normal gear to grind. And I'll be honest, I'm that guy, right? It comes but once a year. Some people can react differently as we are about to get into the defense that the Kings are playing. But someone's going to have to go on the defensive because I got something to say. You know, it's the little things in life, all right? You wake up, you look forward to some things. The older you get, you expect less, but they're just small things, right? And the whole time I've been here, every day I wake up, okay, and it's somebody's birthday, we get a birthday email that goes out to the company. It goes out to the whole company, okay? It's 10:15, and I'm checking. I walk downstairs around the sales team. I walk upstairs. People are smiling at me, being very friendly, but I'm wondering, oh, wow, did nobody check their email yet? And I look in the email, and there's no birthday email. Where is the birthday email? Where is the birthday email?
It's a little narcissistic.
This is wild. This is a wild pull by you.
I've been waiting.
You know what? Go ahead, Nate.
Sorry.
Go
do you want to call the front desk right now? And we can ask. We can do it on
right
the air.
Now. Where is my birthday email?
You know what? Since
I don't ask.
Why
for
do
much.
You want it? No one's just.
So people can know it's my birthday. Tell me happy birthday.
Hey, we're on the radio for people to. I think people. You got text.
I'm talking about our teammates here at the office.
Does anyone work anymore?
Does anybody work anymore?
Can I just, since we love stats on this show,
I would love to. How many emails have been sent?
I'm going to read out the times sent of the emails.
Please do this.
That's great. Yeah.
Maybe I'm too early.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We have one here that happened on the 20th. That was on of last month, February 20th. That was sent at 8:30. We had one February 27th. That was sent at 8:30.
Come
we
on,
had
man.
One
dude, bro.
On March 11th. That was sent at 8:30. We
really?
Have one at the 13th. That was sent out at 8:30.
Is it the daylight savings time? Are we behind?
If it helps, there was one sent the other day on the 15th, last Friday. 12:16 p.m.
That's Friday, though, dude.
That's
Everyone's
Friday.
In chill mode.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just
maybe
a different
maybe
world.
I jumped the gun. I jumped the gun.
You know,
I was just
people
so
have
excited.
Better stuff to do, man.
You know, some people did say happy birthday to me in the office, but I was waiting for it. I'm sorry.
Should
I'm
I call honestly, should I call the front desk and ask
no,
when it's
maybe
coming
no,
out?
You honestly shouldn't.
Maybe I should have waited.
It's
Maybe
coming.
I should have waited.
It's Simone? Coming, Alan.
Yeah, Simone. So Simone has some history writing these birthday
emails.
She used to do crazy ones.
Simone used to write the best birthday emails
I'm just
of
saying.
All time. Simone, like,
first off,
they have stuff to do, correct?
Yeah, we got stuff to do.
That sound automated to me.
I bet she was sending the 8:30 ones. I bet those were scheduled emails. So you're probably going to get a really personalized one.
System.
That is going to go out at 12 if she's not already hearing this whole conversation.
I know. I thought the same thing.
I look like,
hey, everybody.
You know, whoa. I just, this is, like I said, I wake up. My wife got me a Cinnabon. I enjoy my Cinnabon. I enjoy my
coffee.
That's
not enough.
And I'm sitting here refreshing.
Dude, at 6:45, you're refreshing?
It started at that point. Then I go to leave. I park my car. I refresh. Maybe it's the Wi-Fi.
Such an Aries.
Wild.
Maybe I'm stuck.
Unhinged.
Maybe I'm stuck between the Wi-Fi and the non-Wi-Fi.
No. Yeah, no. Because the little peek back the curtains again, we're peeling them back even farther. The internet here isn't great.
Okay, well, Nate said that, not me.
It's
but
the
you
Wi-Fi.
Know, what was great last night,
that I was not
was,
cool with you calling out people who work here, Nate. That's not cool of you.
I didn't call out that's anybody. Not okay. I don't know how these emails
are. It wasn't a call out on anyone who works here.
I don't know who sends these emails.
That doesn't mean that
that's even
not
more insensitive, Alan.
Hey.
This is crazy.
This is a wild segment.
This is a wild
do you,
segment.
Do you want me to play the Minions Happy Birthday for
no.
you? Will that cheer you up?
No. The Sack Chat has my back, I guess, in some form or capacity. 916-339-1140. Am I out of pocket? No, that's not the question, but you can answer it either way. You know what was?
Oh my gosh, this is not a joke.
What?
Oh. This is not a joke.
It just got sent.
I'm so sorry. I apologize for Alan.
That's all I wanted.
Oh my gosh.
Did she say something?
No. It's a very happy birthday. This guy is crazy, man.
That's all
true.
I wanted.
Oh now dude, we can this start dude the shows show. Up. He shows up to the station and he just takes it over. I love it.
No, this I just I, that's all I wanted. Now we can start the show. All right.
You better thank her.
I know.
I will. Angelica, thank you.
He's going to say like hello, happy birthday. Like, where's it at?
A little tardy.
Look,
crazy.
I just asked a question.
Yeah.
All I did was
that's
ask
all
a
you
question.
Do. That's all you do is
on
ask
my
questions.
Birthday. Yeah. And we have one question to ask as we get back into King's Talk. Yeah. And now yeah. I feel like I gotta walk some things back during the break here.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, you're
it's
fine.
All it's
you're
all
fine.
Funny.
You're good, man.
Nate, well, if Nate tell me I'm good now, I feel much better.
Yeah.
Nate just responded to the entire company, happy birthday, style. So.
I haven't gotten to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, big dog.
Do it in the email. Do
this
it in the email.
This is a waste of a segment.
No,
he needs to have the most.
Waste of a
so another curtain back. Only like one or two people usually respond to these.
And I was
so
very excited for that.
It would be very funny if like 10 of us said happy birthday, Alan.
I'm afraid now to leave after the show.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a special Simone birthday. I'm going to do it like how I used to do it back in the day, which I know Watkins and Nate know about, but
yes.
I'm gonna reply all.
I think I think Nate's already done some work for you on the image.
I'm very
that. Oh yeah, I do have some images.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Oh, thank you.
Now,
oh no, you don't know what embarrassment is.
I gotta sneak out of here.
You definitely don't know what embarrassment is.
I gotta sneak out of here.
You peeked in the door. We're about to kick it in.
Yeah.
No. Oh my goodness. It was just a conversation.
You brought it up. Came in hot. Waking up at 6:45, eating Cinnabon.
Top
refreshing.
Top
That's
segments,
psycho.
Top Alan style segments from the duration of Sacktown Sports. Beam conversation
birthday?
And birthday email.
This
birthday
has
email.
Been the best week of the show.
By far.
This week
By
has
far.
Been nuts.
Yeah. This is
the
unreal.
The brand has never been
yeah.
stronger,
this is unreal.
Honestly.
Thank
Fastest
you to
growing.
Amin Rock on
Fastest
the
growing.
On the text line 916, and thank you.
The emails are flooding in,
oh
ladies
my God.
And gentlemen.
Yeah, my pocket
530,
is
do you even work for the company if you don't get the work email? Happy birthday from Thomas.
I mean,
in Sacktown.
Yeah, but like
thank
you also
you, Thomas,
give people like some time to like get their work done, and then
Chris.
Like,
this,
Alan.
That
Alan.
Time, that time slot 10:17 was an aberration. We can admit that.
This is
no.
crazy. This
yeah,
is
it was.
No, you're
ones.
Right. It was an ab. It was, and you forced it to be earlier.
People are listening because, yeah, the emails are coming in. Like, we're getting emails from people
now,
who work
here.
Now,
I can't leave the office. I have to
no.
go through the
people
back.
Are going to come up here and harass you in the breaks. And I'm all for it.
I'm ducking.
No,
I'm ducking
come
and
in
dodging.
Here. No, you love leaving during the breaks.
Well, I'm not going to have enough time
That's
to
true,
go anywhere
never
all day. I'm not
anyway,
out of this room.
We got a minute. We got 1 minute.
Should well, we even try? No, that's not.
That's it. That's
I just
not.
Want to say thank you to everybody, yeah. and
Happy
we can
birthday.
Start the show now.
You know what?
Can I don't we, know if this
well,
Aries behavior.
Yeah. While
go
we're
ahead,
talking
Chris.
About random stuff here, we might as well talk about this. I was doing the post game yesterday, and something got brought to my attention. The beam did not turn on like in an efficient manner.
Oh, that's what somebody said. Yeah.
It was like. I mean, I was probably 35 to 40 minutes into the post game. I look outside and there was no beam. And I don't know what that's. I don't know if it's just like a daytime thing or what that was about. But thought that was strange and probably about a minute worth of time. So I figured I'd bring it up.
Wow, no beam. I'm not gonna say it. Styles and Watkins.
Next segment.
Sacktown Sports.
Wow, I've actually never heard that song before.
So weird.
Nate just found that song. Thank you, Nate. That is outstanding.
I think I just found a new drop, honestly.
That's definitely a good drop every time I have a good take. So it'll probably be pretty seldom. As we get back on track here.
I don't know if we can.
Nate doesn't want to get back. He never wants to get back on track.
I'm sorry.
But we are going to do it. We are going to power through. Had some good fun in the last segment. And now it is time to get into the Kings defense and whether or not it is here to stay. Chris, you have some crazy numbers from pre and post All-Star break for what they have been doing.
Yes. First off, before I get into this, I would like to say that deflections on the NBA website are driving me absolutely insane. I keep trying to look them up. It's clearly not been they haven't quite figured out how to track deflections on NBA.com. That's the end of my rant. The Kings pre-All-Star break, 13.8 deflections per game. That was good for 18th in the NBA. Deflections are important because Mike Brown essentially says they are. They actually are important, but that's the defensive number that Mike Brown will just throw out there.
Active hands.
All the time. And yes, it represents active hands. It's a little bit more all-encompassing than steals because, you know, steals is kind of like an interception and deflections is more like a tip pass. All equals the same thing, and that's that the other team is thrown off. So pre-All-Star break, 13.8, 18th in the NBA. Post-All-Star break, which has been just honestly the best stretch of defense that the Kings have played all year, is also reflected in the deflection numbers, 17.1 deflections per game. That's good, ladies and gentlemen, for number one in the NBA in deflections. And you have to know that Mike Brown is thrilled by that number. And if anything, that's the biggest confirmation, I think, for me, but definitely for this coaching staff. I think this defense is legit. I think right now we'll see what happens when they play the Celtics. We'll see what happens when they play OKC and Phoenix and the Pelicans and all that stuff. But at the very least, we can say that they've turned a corner on defense. Now, are they truly the number one? Or if you look at their defensive rating, I think they're top five right now in March or since All-Star break. They're up there. I don't know if we'll see that consistently, but I think the bigger point is, and I think it shows now in the total season defensive rating, the Kings are on the other half of being an average defense. They are at the, I would say at worst right now, they are an average defense in the NBA. And, you know, for a lot of people that might, or for a lot of teams, a lot of clubs out there, that might sound like a weird flex, but for this team, that's one of the biggest flexes they could have is just being average, if not just barely above average on defense. That is huge for these guys, and they are finally literally at 15th in defensive rating on the season.
Yeah, I want to feel good about it, and I don't know if part of this is also some of the lineups. I think they trotted out a lineup yesterday that was De'Aaron, Davion, Duarte, Sabonis, and maybe it was Keegan, something like that, and they couldn't buy a rebound. I mean, that was that one possession where the Raptors literally got three offensive rebounds and then eventually made a basket.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a defensive thing or maybe a bad luck thing or a size thing, but the Raptors are also pretty bad. And I did see a decent amount of open shots last night. That against the Celtics and against some of these teams, and if we're going to focus on the Western Conference, they're not missing all of those.
Yeah.
They're not missing all those shots. Now, is that something that we feel is going to translate? We have no clue. We're going to see them face some better teams. Well, first of all, let's see if it translates against the Wizards.
Right.
And then we'll see against the Magic. Then you get back to the West Coast. But yeah, that was the thing that I saw that kind of worried me.
Yeah.
Without Trey Lyles and some of that size from Trey Lyles. And dare I say, Kevin Huerter, who I know we joked a lot about it, does grab those rebounds. Mm-hmm. That worried me. But I guess the rebounds and the rotations, I guess it wasn't so much the rotations being off as much as it was to me some of the rebounding opportunities where weirdly the Kings looked undersized, which you just typically don't feel like they do.
No, I mean, I think that's a great point about Trey. Like, I think that's exactly what it is that's the exact effect of Trey Lyles not being out there, because I didn't even think about that, but Trey's definitely normally the person that would be in that rotation, and without him, I mean, Trey's a great rebounder. You don't have to tell him to rebound. I think Keegan is still at the point in his career where he's a bit more like HB or Kevin, where he'll get, if you don't mention to him, like, hey, we're really trying to focus on rebounds, it feels like Keegan's going to get, like, 4, maybe 5 rebounds. Mm-hmm. But we saw the other night he got 11. And so I think that's going to be, again, a big adjustment period for Keegan and these guys figuring out how to play without Trey and without Kevin is figuring out, hey, Domantas Sabonis quite literally cannot be the only person grabbing rebounds. Like, it's great that he leads the NBA in rebounds, but even then he can only grab about 14 a game. Somebody else is going to, like, as a team, you're going to have to collect another 35, 40 rebounds. And that's got to be, you know, you just have to take initiative there. I think Keon definitely does a great job of it. We saw Chris Duarte get a couple offensive rebounds yesterday that just kind of fell into his lap. But, yeah, I think that's a great point that without Trey, we might be a worse worse rebounding team. And I cannot go through a playoff series again where the Kings get killed on the offensive glass. My heart is not strong enough for
it. And there's some teams that would annoy you on the glass. You got the Goberts of the world and guys like that are going to make it tough for you. And it's just the length of not just the centers, it's the other parts, right? And if you are smaller now, without a Kevin Huerter, and you have Keon, who, if Keon is, I know Keon has similar length, but Keon is on the perimeter more with these guards, he's not really going to be able to help the same way defensively as far as the rebounds. That's something that we'll see what happens today, tonight against the Wizards. And then again, when you play the Magic and a bigger team, a physical team with Banchero and Wagner and Wagner's brother and guys like that. So, yeah, that was the one thing for me that made me go, I don't know how much the Kings are going to be able to rebound or was it just some bad breaks?
Yeah, no, totally. And you know, who knows? We'll see if Mr. Vezenkov plays today. Maybe he can, you know, impact the rebounding. We'll talk a little bit more about him later. But, you know, there was definitely a clear weak spot for those moments because it was bad. What, it was like 3 offensive rebounds in a row. Mm-hmm. And then on the 4th attempt, they got a floater from Nate's guy, Freedom, whatever. It was a really scary possession. And again,
Freedom,
like, that's
Liberty.
Freedom Liberty. Thank you. Wow. What a last name. That's going to be something that this team has to tighten up. And it was a problem last year, too. And, you know, again, that's something that killed them in the playoffs last year. And really, rebounding is a pretty simple thing to fix. It is just a mentality thing. And it's going to be, like I said earlier, it's going to be big on Keegan and HB to really fill those holes because they don't have size. And if Keegan and HB are going to be playing 35 minutes a night, they're going to have to be getting 8-plus rebounds a game.
Yeah, I'm looking here, and if you do check out the box score, maybe that was just a rough possession because they did out-rebound the Raptors 53-31. The Raptors had 11 offensive rebounds. The Kings had 18. So maybe it was just a stretch rebounds. That just didn't look great. They had 35 defensive rebounds. The Raptors had 20.
Yeah.
So,
but to your point, it was in a smaller lineup too. I mean, that's maybe just a learning period of, don't know if we can run that lineup out
that
anymore.
That one is
just too dangerous.
Not it. And besides that, I think the rotations look crisp. The contests that we have talked about, it all started, in my opinion, with Keon and Keon trying to literally look like he was trying to dunk the way he was contesting and jumping at guys. To make sure they didn't get a clean look. And it feels like Malik, being the competitor that he is, literally Malik saw Keon doing that and said, I want to get higher on my contests. And it feels like that kind of started it. The rotations have been crisp. Everybody has been really on their P's and Q's. And I don't know how much credit we should give to Keon. I think he gets a decent amount, but maybe he was just the missing piece. And now we have a bunch of people not complaining, but saying, imagine if we had Keon doing this all season.
Right.
I don't know if you can look at it like that. It's easy to say now, but Keon did get some opportunities early in the season, and it did look good, but there are other guys that you wanted to give opportunities to. Offensively, I don't think he was as confident. Keon looks extremely confident right now playing, shooting the basketball. So I think it's easy to say that now, but defensively, they are just all on one accord.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I want to get your thoughts on this. I don't think we ended up pulling the audio, but Keon talked yesterday, and they just asked him, you know, we've talked about how before Keon used to be an offensive guy, and then at Alabama is really when he switched to the defensive end. Keon yesterday said something that had me feeling – I honestly don't know how I feel, because it's one of the craziest things I've ever heard. When asked about, like, how he's so good at anticipating what's happening on the defensive end, he pretty much said, well, I think of it like an offensive player. And I just think, well, what would I try and do in this moment? And then I anticipate it, and then I'm usually right most of the time. Mm-hmm. Which just is like, that's, I mean, I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan or whatever, but that's like one of those things that, you know, one of the greats would say, and it's just, I don't know, I heard it and I was just like, I mean, if he's really using his offensive mind on defense and that's what's making his defense so good, are we underselling maybe what he is on the offensive end? Maybe that's a case too where he just hasn't really gotten an opportunity to fully show everything he's gotten. Like you said, he looks incredibly confident on the offensive end. I can't imagine that's just because he's shooting well. I would imagine it's because he's like, I do this. And if this is just one thing you're asking me to do, that's light.
He had a play last night as we discussed him getting to the cup and not just shooting on the perimeter. He gave the pump fake on the baseline and then got to the key, and Sabonis was cutting and he handed him off. And that was a very pretty play.
Yeah.
And that was something that I don't think that we expected to see. We've seen some of it, but he just hasn't been getting that deep. Maybe that's because the Toronto Raptors are bad, but it's still adding to his confidence. When we return, continuing the conversation on Keon, also going to get to some of this Ohtani madness. Also, 11 o'clock, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Anthony Slater's piece on Malik Monk. Well, you know what? I know a guy. And Anthony Slater, exclusive interview at 11 o'clock, talking about his piece in The Athletic about one Malik Monk, the most exciting player on the Kings. We will get Anthony's thoughts on how he felt during the interview and deep down what his guesses will happen at the end of the season. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Anthony Slater, my guy. He was on the show 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. When you
two
were
weeks ago when I was out, so I said, Anthony, you got to run it back with me in the building.
Do we think Slater knows it's your birthday?
I think we're friends. Well, it hasn't dropped on Instagram yet.
Are you going to be mad if he doesn't?
No.
Okay.
No. If we're not friends on Facebook, I don't expect you.
That makes sense.
That's why Facebook still exists, I think, for most people.
Legitimately.
I don't get mad at anybody who doesn't have a Facebook and wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know theirs either.
Yeah.
My really close friends I have in my calendar.
Yeah. I know my parents' birthdays. I know my sister's birthdays. I know my girlfriend's birthday. I know mine, obviously. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. By heart, like 100%, with 100% confidence.
Right.
That's my list. I have some friends that I think I can ballpark.
Laser beam pointed at the earth. How many do you know?
That's it. That's my list.
Yeah. 831, Keon from the 831 on the text line, the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. All guests and callers, join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop, 916-339-1140. Keon is starting to look like the perfect storm for this team. The opportunities weren't given early because of other veteran pieces who deserved a chance over him. Within that time, Keon has continued to develop, which has allowed him to be where he is today. Good shout out to the 831. Let's go to Bill, who's been waiting during the break. What's up, Bill? You're on Styles and Watkins. What you got for us?
Well, first of all, I want to give you my credentials. I've had my season tickets for 39 years. I went last April in the first playoff game in 16 years. I was a fan captain, so I got to be down on center court and shake hands with Keegan. And I went to school, same school.
That's awesome.
50 years before he did. Okay, but here's the point I want to make. When you were talking about the three rebounds in a row that the Kings didn't get, did you see where the rebound was? It was out by the free throw line.
Yes.
We had three guys under the basket for what would be called maybe a normal rebound.
Right.
And the ball was ricocheting out. I would say the problem was that our guards were taken off release, assuming that the rebound would come under the basket. And the long rebounds went back to the opposing team. And that's where the problem was. It wasn't that we didn't have somebody under the basket. It was that they shot so poorly.
Right.
That the ball ricocheted. And so, I know the Kings always need, more rebounding. That's a given for probably most every team in the league that would like to have more rebounding. But I'm really enjoying this iteration of the Kings with Keon in it. I mean, it's the best defense they've played all year and in years. And somebody that gets, his size, that gets five blocks in a game, you just don't hear of that anymore. And the 17 deflections and all of that, that's just taken us to a different level. But I think the schedule is not very kind to us right now, having to play five games in 7 days, two sets of back-to-backs. So we get home, get a day off, and get to play the 76ers and the Mavericks back-to-back.
Thanks for the call, Bill. It was an interesting situation because
I'm looking at it.
It was the middle of the key,
right?
It was basically the free throw line. I guess you could say fine bodies, right? And I don't want to focus too much on just one play. But who is on the court right now?
It's Davion, Duarte, Malik, Fox, and Sabonis. So it is four guards. We talk a lot about the three guard lineup.
Yeah.
That is a four guard lineup.
Yeah, that is not it.
Yeah, you can't do that. And I think the big problem there too is it. Essentially, a big reason why they got the rebounds, too, is because you have Malik Monk here boxing out Jonte Porter, and you have Sabonis switched onto a guard. And so, that's going to leave – again, Sabonis can't be the only person rebounding. So, yes, though they were some long rebounds off some long shots, you still got to have other people crash, and that's really the problem. There are a good amount – De'Aaron and Malik are standing underneath the rim, but you've got Davion and Duarte who – actually didn't run back. They just didn't really crash. So it's really just more so, especially if you're going to have a four-guard lineup out there, it's got to be all hands on deck on the rebounding front.
Yeah, and look, sometimes we ignore this stuff, but other times we just don't feel like it. This is from Torrance York on the Sac Chat. Where do they get you guys? You look for negative on the Kings more than you talk about the positive. They don't have issues like rebounding, like that position, very often at all. Gosh, what the heck. Torrance, our job is to watch the game. Torrance, would you like us to say the Kings beat the brakes off the Raptors? Goodbye.
I mentioned the deflection numbers.
So I really don't know.
We gave a lot of good Frank facts.
I really don't know. Sometimes I think you just hear what you want to hear. I don't understand how anybody can say when we come in playing music, thinking of new songs for Malik Monk every single day. I don't understand how anybody in their right mind could sit there and say that we're more negative than positive.
Sorry.
Okay? It's insane. It's insane.
Well, we're just not positive about everything. We're not just only talking about all of the positive stuff.
Nobody even played more than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The starters didn't play.
Yeah.
They did not play because they took care of business.
Yes.
We're talking about the play. Yeah. What is the trophy that you want for beating the Raptors that were missing four starters? They have a game tonight. What if they get out-rebounded tonight? I just don't understand it.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're just, yeah, we're talking, and, you know, we're not even saying they're a bad rebounding. We're just saying they have to adjust. Mm-hmm. We literally framed it in the point of Trey Lyles and Kevin Huerter out. Those are two guys who step up mm-hmm. on the rebounding front. Yesterday, there was this big play that happened where they got three offensive rebounds. The Raptors got three, it doesn't matter how it happened, they got three offensive rebounds and in possession, and we're saying, wow, that might be something that we need to monitor.
Yeah.
In those lineups where the Kings now are forced to play four guards, which is not something they've done all season long, mm-hmm. they got out-rebounded in that possession three times. We're just talking, we're just making note of that. But again, yeah, sure, we could talk about Domantas Sabonis' double-doubles, triple-doubles, absolutely. It's also early in the show.
We already, that was literally the first segment.
It was, it sure was.
We go through the whole game. We go through the whole game.
The entirety of it, yep. Yeah. We can talk about some fourth quarter numbers. If we want to talk about how good Jalen Slauson looked, we can do that too, for sure.
I do not understand it. Yeah. I do not understand it. Like we said, this team is literally playing their best ball, okay?
Yes.
We don't know where this season is going to end. But what we do know is that we can't throw a parade for beating the Raptors. We can say that they took care of business, which yeah. they did. The problem is, this isn't football. You don't have a week to talk about that.
Yeah.
They have a game tonight.
Tonight.
They have a game tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Against another bad team.
And then on Saturday against the good
team.
And
then on Saturday.
And this is it for the bad teams, which is, again, why it's like, you know, if these things are showing up against – some of these things are showing up against the bad teams, we have to be concerned about what's going to happen when things kind of ratchet up the intensity a bit.
I just don't understand.
Sorry.
Let's go to Steve, who wants to be part of the conversation. What's up, Steve? What you got for us?
Hey, I want y'all to know I've been listening to radio a long-ass time. When Grant was doing radio – and you guys are not homers. You guys are perfect because you're honest. And we need honesty. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
I mean, that's all I need.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're just talking about the whole, like, this team is not perfect. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a fun team. It's been really frustrating this year. I think everybody's felt frustrations this year. But yeah, I mean, we're not gonna, just because you kill the Raptors also doesn't mean that there wasn't any negatives to talk about. Like, I mean, there's always things to get better at. Like, I don't know, you know, we're going to point those things out. And if there's trends that we see, we're going to point them out. We're going to point them out positively or negatively. Again, we started that third segment kind of went away, but we started that third segment talking about how the Kings have improved defensively with their deflections. We're going to talk about Keon Ellis here in a second. We're going to talk with Anthony Slater about Malik Monk and how he talked about, you know, does he want to stay in Sacramento or not?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go to the dark side of things. We're going to say, hey, Malik might leave, but we're also going to say, hey, Keon Ellis is playing some of the best defense that we have seen a King play. Mm-hmm. Period. Like, we're gonna cover it all and in between. So
that's
if you don't want to hear it, sorry, but we're trying to paint the full picture.
And to be fair, that's what we've always done. And also, if you feel like, wow, where is the talk as far as how good the Kings did? Like we said, it's a 4-hour show, and you can hear the whole show on SacktownSports.com, on the app. We're on YouTube. You can run it back. So we're going to get to it all.
Yeah.
All right. It's not, and the only reason, and Chris, people don't discuss. We don't have to sit here and say what we're going to talk to you about, but we want to because we are the fastest growing show in Sacramento.
That's right.
And
that's
we
right.
want to continue to build these relationships, but we're not going to sit here and act like we only focus on the good or bad,
right?
Because that's just not the case. And we're not going to stand for it and let people tell us something that's happening on the show that's clearly not.
Yeah.
I think we'd know. Anthony Slater, exclusive interview, 11 o'clock in about 4 minutes. Anthony Slater, any questions you have on Malik Monk, if you read the article, if you haven't gotten a chance to read it, we're asking Anthony about the article and his vibe. What was Malik's vibe when he spoke to him and what he thinks will happen when Malik Monk becomes a free agent at the end of the season? Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.